Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, I hope you've been blessed and ministered to by what David is sharing with us. He's sharing his heart in Psalm 39, and I've been blessed as I've heard the immortal truths that he has expressed to us for all of man throughout the centuries, truths that we all would do well to reflect upon. And as we draw near to the end of this year and the ushering in of a brand new year with brand new opportunities, with brand new circumstances that the Lord will bring before us, what is our attitude? And he, in the very first verse of Psalm 39, said, "I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue." He was basically taking an inventory, and I tend to do that every year as the old year draws to a close, looking in reflection back on that year that is going out and looking forward to the things that God would have perhaps for the new year. And that is a good place to be in, to reflect on and to consider, to pay attention, to take notice of, because that's what heed means, to be able to measure our thoughts, our heart, our internal condition, as well as our outward actions by the Word of God. And so he goes to the Lord in prayer. And on yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at verses 5 and 6. We've been going through every verse. And he says, "Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." Selah. And that's a Hebrew word for emphasis. It means to stop and think about that. Consider this truth. Human life is so very short. Human life can be cut off. Someone in the very best of health could have a terrible accident, and in a moment of time, life is taken from them. And whatever, even if we've lived to 100 years or older, our time still is as nothing compared to God's eternity. And everything in this life is uncertain. The only thing that is durable, substantial, and of eternal significance is our spirit man and the condition of that. And in verse 6, he looks at the vanity of our lives. He says, "Surely every man walketh in a vain shoe. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them." And if we look at the world and the values of this world and how man continually looks to promote himself in prestige, in name, in reputation, in wealth, in power, in significance, in everything, there's just competition, whether it's in the business world, the artistic world, the arts, it doesn't matter. There's a continued pressing to excel and to be better than someone else, and to have greater significance, to have more material possessions than others. And beloved, what David is saying is how vain our joys and honors are. Verse 6 in the Amplified says, "Surely every man walks to and fro like a shadow in a pantomime. The vanity, as well as our griefs and fears. He bustles about, but only in vain. Surely for futility and emptiness they are in turmoil. There's the vanity of our cares and toils. Each one heapeth up riches, not knowing who will gather them." Beloved, no matter how you look at it, from whatever perspective, our lifetime is made up of a few handbreadths, if you will. We have need to take heed, to pay attention to each one of our days. And as the psalmist again says in Psalm 90, verse 12, basically a prayer, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." Hallelujah. And then, as he goes on in the very next verse, verse 7, he talks about hope. How important is faith, hope, and charity? That's what Paul talks about in Corinthians. The great of these is love or charity. But everyone is absolutely critical and important. Hope is important for faith. And so he says in verse 7, "And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee." His trust, his faith is in the Lord. And we must take great care. We must pay attention that our hope is not in ourselves or our resources, our gifts, our abilities, the circumstances of our lives, or in others. Beloved, we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 24. And let me turn to that. Paul is saying, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He was reflecting on his own life, the battle that raged within him, his spirit man delighting after God, delighting after the truths of the way of the Lord, but the carnal flesh, the battles that we all face in our day-to-day life. He's saying, "Who's going to deliver me?" And he says, in answer to his own question, "I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Beloved, everything in our lives, in our circumstances, is uncertain. Health, prosperity, comfort in any relation, all of that is subject to change. There's nothing that's permanent here. And that's the reason we need to put our hope in the Lord. Our only happiness and satisfaction is found in the Lord. Those whose hope is in God will be filled with all joy and hope in believing, for he is the God of hope. In Romans, the 15th chapter, let me read verse 13. "Now the God of hope," this is his prayer, "fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." And beloved, that's my prayer for you, for all of us, that we will abound in hope, especially as this new year is almost upon us, that we will not look at the discouragements, the defeats, the failures of the past, even this past year, even this past week, beloved, but that we will look with hope, knowing that God is the God of all hope. He inspires us, and we can look forward in anticipation and joy with what God has for us. Beloved, the pathway of the just shines more and more unto that perfect day. It's not getting worse. In the situations in the world are, but beloved, for he who believes in the Lord, our end is assured. We will be with the Lord in glory. And beloved, we can take hope and we can encourage one another with that hope that Jesus is coming again. Okay, well, let's now still go back to what David is going on in that psalm to reflect on. And in verses 8 through 11, let me share that. He's now considering the weakness of his flesh, his transgressions. He says in praise, "Deliver me from all my transgressions." Is that your heart's cry? That's mine to the Lord. "Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb, I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes doth correct man for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity." Selah. Again, stop and consider that. Listen to this, beloved. David prays not as a sinner seeking salvation, but as a saint seeking sanctification. He's confessing his failings as a saint and is penitent. Why? Because he failed. Beloved, we don't live a lifestyle of a sinner, but beloved, John is very clear. If we think we're without sin, we are a liar. Beloved, we fall, but we don't make a practice of sin. We will come short of the glory of God. But when we do, thank God, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the perfect one, our intercessor, who is faithful and just to forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, what is sin? It's basically coming short of God's standard. And transgressions are basically overstepping the mark, going beyond what is permissible. God wants us to live a life of balance, of simplicity. And if we go too far or if we come too short, whichever way the failure is, we can rejoice that we have forgiveness through the precious blood of Jesus. And beloved, that's why David said, I will take heed to my ways. He is taking a review of where he's at spiritually, and that's a good thing for us to do, not just at the end of the year, but at various times, whenever the Holy Spirit quickens us, to consider our ways, to pay attention to where we're at, our inner state, because our inner state, beloved, is going to produce outward manifestations. Much of the law, the old covenant, was concerned with externals. Genesis 4 and 7, God said to Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted? But if you do not well, sin crouches at your door. Its desire is for you, and you must master it. Jesus, in the new covenant, emphasized the importance of the heart. There's a progression from ungodly attitudes and thoughts, which is finally expressed in ungodly actions. And so, beloved, David prays in verses 8 through 11 for the Lord to deliver him from all his transgressions, and may that be our prayer as well. Well, beloved, my time has just flown by. We'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And if you need prayer support, if you need encouragement in the Lord, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,